Rush O, written by Shirley Barrett and read by Meredy Eastman. I realise, on looking back at these pages, that in my anxiety to hurry along to the exciting part of the story, I have moved on from the moment where John Beck kissed me, without perhaps acknowledging that this was, and remains, a moment of great significance to me. Our lips met again on other occasions, and I will get to them in due course, but this was the first kiss, and here I will state that it is not for nothing that these first tender caresses between lovers are so treasured. Unlike the time when Burroughs had kissed me roughly and conjured up the unpleasant image of the live sea slug or bivalve flailing about inside my mouth, John Beck's kisses on this occasion were more tentative, indeed almost chaste. And yet even to attempt to describe this moment between us seems to diminish it somehow, so I shall desist from going any further. I have only these memories to hold on to, and am anxious lest I wear them out. Several years ago, in my anxiety over this possibility, I introduced a ration plan whereby I permitted myself to summon these most precious memories only once a day, usually at bedtime, after extinguishing the lamp. It was difficult, but I felt I had to do this, so concerned was I that the tangibility of the memory, where I could bring it to mind so vividly I could smell and taste and feel the roughness of his cheek and so forth, was fading, or at least somehow becoming less. Not long after the introduction of this plan, I noticed that I was beginning to compensate for the deprivation by allowing myself, once a memory was summoned, to dwell in that pleasant state for longer and longer periods of time, as if reluctant to relinquish it for another whole day. Again, I had to be firm with myself and impose a greater self-discipline. That is, I permit myself to linger in the memory state for a period of no more than 2 minutes. And yet, even in spite of these efforts, I find the memories are continuing to recede. Thus, I have put in place a new regime of allowing myself to indulge in these memories only once every few days, trying to stretch the period between them for as long as possible each time. If I catch myself wanting to summon the memory more frequently, I pinch myself as hard as I can on the underside of my forearm.